Island Trails Network is a nonprofit with a focus on promoting access, quality, and safety of hiking trails around the island. To help with their efforts, the nonprofit also hosts several events throughout the year where volunteers work together to clear litter or other washed-up pieces of plastic on beaches around the archipelago.
We've been offering them for about the last 10 years in some capacity.
Travis Cooper is the organization's Trails Program Coordinator and was one of the folks in charge of applying for the grant. The federal funding boost was announced by Senator Lisa Murkowski's office late last month. Cooper says the organization hopes to make recycling in the area easier and increase the amount of waste they're able to pick up.
The goal specifically for that is to get 75 tons of marine debris off the archipelago. And then the other big part of that is kind of what we do with it once we get it onto a boat and back to Kodiak.
Cooper says a significant part of the grant will be used to purchase a machine to sort and refine some of the plastics they pick up before sending them to another facility. The organization is unsure of what exact machine to buy, but they're looking to improve recycling systems already on the island. In the past, a lot of the trash they have picked up ended up in landfills. However, Cooper says the nonprofit aims to change that narrative.
This grant is definitely going to help push us in a direction to turn kind of a nuisance and an environmental disaster into something that's somewhat usable.
Cooper says they'll have their work cut out for them this summer.
75 tons in one summer is kind of an ambitious goal, if you will. So there'll be some strategy and kind of where we can do the most bang for our buck.
The organization plans to target sweeper beaches, where significant piles of human-created waste get washed up from ocean currents.
You know, I've kind of went on some of these very remote beaches where no one's around for miles, but you can't take a step without stepping on plastic. And that's kind of a really profound experience.
More information about the Island Trails Network and their cleanup events is available on the organization's website at islandtrails.org or on its Facebook page. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.